Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Siftes, the second to last line on page Kuf Zayin. We're about to turn on to page 214. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Sofei Anovim She'ein Mizbashlin La'olam. The Sofei Anovim, which is a type of grape that will never be ripened, V'chein al ha-novlos, and so to ha-novlos, She'im t'morim she'bishlon u'srafon ha-chom v'yavshu. Novlos, says the Mechaber, is dates that were ripened, and they were over-ripened by the sun, they were burnt by the sun, and they dried out. So there are really two opposite cases over here. The Sofei Anovim are grapes that will never ripen, and the Novlos are dates that are overly ripened, they're already burnt by the sun and they're dried out. Both of these cases, the Mechaber says, Mevarech Shehakol. The bracha on both of these fruit is going to be Shehakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkatan Memches. Sofei Anovim, Hainu Anovim Hanimtsoim Bagifona Bimos Achoref. This is referring to grapes that are found on the vines during the winter. She'ein Mizbashlin La'olam. They never ripen. Va'osin Mehem Chometz. And these are the grapes that they make vinegar out of. Sefkatan Memtes is going on the Novlos, which are dates that are over-ripened. Hainu Sha'al Yidei Sreifa Sachom Nizbashlu. Through the heat of the sun, they got overly ripened, v'nisyabshu, and they dried out, v'nishtanu l'kakula, and they got ruined. Usharim mefarshim pirshu. Other mefarshim explain novlos a little differently. The novlos hainu min t'morim she'ein mizbashlin al ha'ilan. It's a type of date that doesn't ripen on the tree. The einich sharam lachil, it doesn't get prepared for eating. Elatolshin osan, rather we detach them from the tree. Umechamin osan ba'ofer umizbashlim. And we heat them up in offer, in dirt, and they ripen. Unosan osan b'machzalos. Or after we take the dates off the tree, we wrap them up in mats, or we put them in straw to heat them up until they ripen. So this second pshat learns that novlos are not overly ripened dates like the Mechaber says. Rather, they're dates that will not be ripened on the tree, but you take them off the tree and you ripen them by warming them up in different things. Both of these cases, the case of the grapes, the case of the dates, we had two pshatim of what the case of the dates was, the novlos, but either way, Mevarach Shehakol, Sivkotan Gimel. V'achareyem bari nefashos rabos, so they are Shehakol, bari nefashos. V'lo domi l'siv beiz gabi boser. And this case of the grapes over here is not similar to the case that we had of the grapes that were unripened in siv beiz, that were called boser. And there we said the unripened grapes, even if they're smaller than the size of a white bean, the bracha on them is bari priadama. Umayshna sofei anovin the mevarchen aleim shahakol. So why over there by the boser, which is unripe grapes, is the bracha bari priadama, and over here the sofei anovim, those are ruined grapes that are not going to ripen, the bracha there shahakol. Yeshlomer deshani hosim danovim ma'al yaninu. The case of boser is different because they are regular good grapes, eloshelo nigmuru adayin. They're just not ripened yet, they're just early in their process of ripening. Masheenkein hocha, which is not the case over here, the mikul kolum heim, they are ruined. De'ein omdim el lachomet, they are never going to ripen, and therefore the bracha, they're only standing to be made into vinegar. They're no better than the drink that's going to come out from them. That's also the reason that we saw in the Yesh Mefarshim that the Mishnah Berurah brought down of what novlos were, that they were dates that have to be ripened by taking them off the tree and warming them up in different materials, that the bracha on them is shahakal as well, degree mishar tmarim, because they are a lower darga, they're worse than regular dates, she'ein mispashim al ha'ilan olam, they'll never ripen on the tree. So therefore, the grapes that will never ripen on the tree, the dates that will never ripen on the tree, according to those mafarshim, the bracha on them is shahakal, but the boser and sebeis will ripen on the tree. You just took it off too early, so there it has more chashivas, and the bracha is just lowered from Bari Pi 8 to Bari Pi Adama, it's lowered one darga and it's not lowered two dargas. Continues the Mechaber in Sif. Aleph Yud, Peros Sheshron O Bishlam Memayim, fruit that were soaked or were cooked in water, Afal Pi Shenichnas Tama Pri Bemayim, even though the taste of the fruit went into the water, Einu Mevarach Al Osam Hamayim Elo Shehakol, the bracha on that water will remain Shehakol. V'harosh kosav de'efshar shem nichnas tam ha'pri b'mayim avarach b'rei p'ri ha'etz. Says the Rosh, it's possible that if the taste of the fruit went into the water, the brach on the water is going to be b'rei p'ri ha'etz. So this is a machlokas that the Mechaber brings down between the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rashba holds the bracha on that water that had the fruit soaked in it or cooked in it is shahakol, and the Rosh argues and says that if it has the taste of the fruit in it, the bracha on the water will be b'rei p'ri ha'etz. So says the Mishaburis of Kotan and Aleph, Peiro Sheshra'un, Mi'es Li'es. When we talk about fruit being soaked, we're talking about being soaked for 24 hours. The Bezer Regil and Litein Tam B'mayim, that's when the fruit would normally give over taste of the water after sitting in it for 24 hours. Or it was cooked. The bracha on that water would be Shahakos of Kotan and Bez. To lo have elazeya ba'alma. It's considered like sweat. It's considered like just moisture of the fruit alone. Kidlel sifches, like we saw earlier in sifches, and therefore the brachos shahakol. V'lo domi lamaya de silka. It's not like the water that you soak the beets in the beet juice. Ude kulu shilki or any other vegetable that was cooked in water. The mavarachin alayu bori pri adama. As we're going to see shortly, the bracha on water that had vegetables cooked in it or beets cooked in it becomes bori pri adama. Like we see later in Simon Reishes of Beis. So fruit over here, what we're discussing, is different than the Maya de Silka or the Kulu Shilki, where it's vegetables, where the water does get the bracha of the vegetables and becomes Bari Pradama. Mashenkin over here, according to the Rashba and the Machabers for Shita, it remains Shahakol. Mishum Dahasam Rov Achilas Osan Yuroko Swayde Shlika. The difference is that over there, the majority of eating of those vegetables is through cooking. Masha'en ken hocho b'peiros, which is not the case over here by the fruit, elav d'chayu l'nishlak o l'kovshon elol ochon b'ayin. It's not the normal way to be cooking this fruit or to be soaking this fruit. Rather, to eat them as is, lochein lo amrina sheyush likasan ukvishasan kemosan. Therefore, we don't say the water that it was soaked in or the water that was cooked in becomes like the fruit itself. So therefore, the chiluk between the fruit over here and the vegetables over there is that those vegetables are really beikir eaten when they are cooked, and therefore it gives more chashivas to the water. Masha'inkein over here, where the fruit are normally eaten raw, it does not give chashivas to the water and it remains shahakol. Mio, however, bitpero sharov achilos and huay de bishlo kvisha, but lu yehe you would have fruit that would have a similar quality as the vegetables that they would be ikr be eaten through bishlo kvisha. So then, einachanami meishli kasanu kvisha shon kabosam. Then the water that they were soaked in or the water they were cooked in would have the same bracha as the fruit. Umavarech aleo bari priha etzel kuyam, and the bracha will be bari priha etzel according to everyone. If you look at note 63, it points out the Afshe Kein Halacha, even though that is the Irka Halacha, Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Sheminag Ha'olam Levarech Af Aleihem Shahakol. The Minag Ha'olam is to make a bracha of Shahakol even on those fruit that were soaked or cooked in water that are not normally eaten raw. Kevan Shenene Mihem B'derach Shtiyah. Since I know you're having from them is Derach Shtiyah, the bracha will be Shahakol Lukashitas Tosos Hamuvas Bibir Hagra Lael in Sivdalin. Continues the Mishabura in the middle of Sivkatan and Beis. V'chol zeh b'peiro shemitchilas netiosam noti luhu adaita lo'ochlon mevushalom okvushim. This is all true, that the fruit that would be soaked or cooked, that the water would get the bracha of the fruit, is only by peros that were planted mitchila, having in mind to cook them or to soak them. Aval peros shedarkam lo'ochlam chayim, but fruit that are normally eaten raw, rakshiyeshim miyabshin osam, but there are some people that dry them out, v'yachakach mevashin osam, and then they cook them, ein mevarach al rotvan li'olam rak shahakol. Then you will not make a bracha on that liquid except for shahakol. Afal gav d'derachulan lebashlon kishen yaveshim, even though it is the way of everyone to cook them when they are dried out. But still, the original intention when you planted these fruit was not in order to dry them out and then to cook them, but rather to eat them raw. Ul'inyan ployman yevashin okarshin. When it comes to dried plums, like prunes or cherries, kosavachay odum de bendinos shegedelim shem harbi. In a place where they grow a lot of plums and cherries, So we could assume that mistama they were planted in general to be dried out. Therefore, the water that they were cooked in, or the water they were soaked in for 24 hours, will get the bracha of the fruit and will become bari priyates, because we assume they were planted for that purpose. And in that case, the fruit are like the vegetables, and the water takes on the bracha of the fruit. Sif Kodan Nun Gimel is going on the second sheet of the Mechaber brought down, and that was the sheet of the Rush. And the Rush said that Efsher Shim Nichnas Tama Pri B'mayim Mevarach Bar Pri Eitz. It's possible that if the taste of the fruit went into the water, the bracha on the water will now turn into Bar Pri Eitz. Rotzalomer means to say Keshetoamim Umagishim Shiyesh Tama Pri B'mayim Hamavushalim O'ashuyim. It's talking about that when if you taste it, you will feel the taste of the fruit in the water that the fruit was cooked in or soaked in. So mevarchin barei pri ha'etz. So then on that water you'll make a bracha barei pri ha'etz. V'lo amrinan she'enu ela tam kolosh v'zeya ba'alma. We don't just say it's a weak taste. It's like a little sweat, a little moisture. Kedamrinan b'sevches l'inyan schitas peyos. Like we said earlier in sevches, when it came to squeezing out fruit, we said the liquid that comes out is shahakol. Here we won't say that according to Rosh. Do yoser nichnas tam ha'pri because more taste from the fruit goes into the water through cooking than just by squeezing out the fruit. It gets more of a taste when the fruit is actually cooked or soaked in the water than when the liquid is just squeezed out of the fruit. And therefore, although when you squeeze the liquid out of the fruit, the brach will be shahaka like we saw in Sivches, over here the Rosh says that when it's cooked or soaked for 24 hours in the water will get the bracha, the fruit, and will become Bari Priya Eitz. Uli Inyan Halacha Pasku HaAchronim. In terms of Halacha L'maisa, the Achronim Paskim, the Lechadchila Yevarech Shehakol. Lechadchila, you should go like the Rashba, like the Mechaber Sfershita, and you should make a Shehakol on the water that the fruit was cooked or soaked in. Ubi Diyevet in Bera Bari Priya Eitz Yotzava. But Diyevet, if you made a Bari Priya Eitz, you would be Yotze. V'ayim B'reish Hei Siv Beis Masha Shayach L'Nenenu. Look what we're going to see later in Reish Hei Siv Beis was Nogea to over here. If we just glance at one Bi'ar Locha, the last one on page 214, we'll just read a little bit. So again, that's going on the first sheet of the Mechaber that brings the sheet of the Rashba that on the water you're going to make a shahakol. Mashma de al haperos gufa mevarach aleihem bracha ruy lahem. The mashmos is the fruit that was cooked or soaked in the water, although the water remains shahakol, but the fruit will remain bari priyates. V'chein muchav v'magen avram b'shem Rashba, and that is clear from the Magen Avraham b'shem the Rashba. V'al korchach demayri shetovim leachol bein chayin bein mevasholim. So you have to say that we're discussing over here fruit that are good to be eaten both raw and cooked, and therefore when they're raw they were ha'etz, and when they're cooked they're ha'etz. The ilav hachi, because if that was not the case, they're only eaten raw, so mevarchin aleihem rak shahakol. So then when you cook them, it's not the normal way to eat them, and therefore the bracha will be downgraded to shahakol on the fruit as well. Kemavur l'kamavah sif yubeiz, like we'll see shortly, in sif yubeiz, ayin shavim mishabura. V'afilu hachi, so even though in this case the fruit remain as a bracha bar priya eitz, linyan harotev lo aminin shehem meman kemosam. We don't say lefi the Rashba that the liquid that they're soaked in or that they're cooked in has the bracha that they have. In lo shehe rov achilas osan haperos aidei bishul. Except, like we saw in the Mishavura, that if the majority of the way that fruit is eaten is through bishul, so then the water would take on the bracha of the fruit and they would both be bar priya eitz. Kein sarach levar divri ha-shulchan aruch. And that is the proper way to explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. V'raya bru'o davar, a clear proof to this thing is that a tapuchim isa b'sev dalid, apples we'll see shortly in Sif Yud Aleph, the tovim lechol bein chayim bein mevushalim. They're obviously good to be eaten both raw and cooked. Afilu hachi kasev Rashba behedya. Still, the Rashba writes explicitly le'inyan meimehim that when it comes to the juice of the apples, the mevarachin shahakol, that we make a berachah shahakol mishum de darkon la'ochel chayim velo l'shalei, because the normal way is to eat them raw and not to eat them cooked ayin shom. V'hu ba'korachol mishum de le'inyan. That's because you have to say, like we explained in the Mishabura, that in terms of the liquid, you need it to be that the majority is omei to be eaten cooked specifically, and not like apples, which are both ways. And if you skip to parentheses, the Da'od, you should know further, the Gam HaRosh, Shasover, the Lo'uva, Mevorchen, Al-Mameh, Bar Pi'et, and even according to the second Shita, which is a Shita of the Rosh, at whole, they always make a bracha, Bar Pi'et, on the liquid. Hainu, De'ein, Tsaro, Shehe, Rova, Achilos, and Al-Dei Bishol. That means to say that you don't need that the majority of the eating of these fruit is through cooking. Aval Al-Kol, Ponim, Bo'inen, Sheyiu, Tovim, Le'achol, Bein Chayim, Bein Mevushalim. You just don't require that majority of the eating of the fruit is through cooking, but you do also require feed the rush to get the bracha bari pi'et that the fruit is fit to be eaten both raw and cooked. The tovim lechol rakhayim, because if really the fruit are only good to be eaten raw, gam al haperos gufa ein mevarachin rak shahakol, because then if you cook the fruit, the bracha on the fruit also only be shahakol kishaochin gashem uvashom when you eat them cooked. Like we'll see later in Sifya Beis in the Mishabura. According to this, is obvious. That when it comes to the water that apples were soaked in, Ein Levarach Alay Lukuyam Rak Shakal. You will not make a bracha on that besides Shakal, according to everyone. Da Tapuchim Gufa Ein Derech Achilosan Keshein Shruyim. The way of apples is not normal to be eaten when they're soaked. The Miskalklan Ayadez, that they get ruined through soaking. Umavarachin Alayim Shakal, and their bracha becomes Shakal. And their liquid is no better than they are. Besides this reason, there's another reason that the bracha is shakal. If you look at note 66, he points out what the Magen Avraham says over there. Shekosev she'ein mevarachin al mei shlokos kebirchas ha-shlokos el im shlokos ha-yurokos gam b'chdei lechol osam v'lo rak l'tzarech memehem. Says the Magen Avraham, when we say that the bracha on the water that had vegetables cooked in it gets a bracha of Hadamah like the vegetables themselves, that's only if you cook the vegetables also to eat the vegetables. That you didn't only cook the vegetables for the water, you cooked the vegetables A, to eat the vegetables, and B, to eat the water. V'chein kasa mishabur l'kamam, we'll see that in the mishabur later on as well. Shemitam zeh mevarachin al mashkin she'osu mepesel mitapuchin she'akol. That's why the drink that we make on Pesach from apples, the bracha is shakal as well, because we're doing it just for the drink and we're not doing it also for the apples. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Sifir Aleph next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.